How's the, do you know anything more about Matt?
Yeah, unfortunately, Matt has an ACL. It'll be about a 10-day recovery. What I mean by that, where that's when they anticipate the operation. An ACL is usually about 6 months recovery, so. Yeah, he's done for the season.
Torn ACL. Is it the same knee you hurt way back?
Back in college? I'm not really sure. It's not.
Will Eric Paris see more on top?
We can go with Eric, or we can move Cooper over and bring Cooper up. You know, we can go a couple different directions. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to do for sure.
Matt, can you just talk about the level of play Matt's had?
You know, Matt's been a warrior. You know, he's always been out there, and you know, he's been great in the running game, great in the passing game. You know, he's one of those guys you can always count on. So it's very unfortunate to have this type of setback. You know, one of those freak accidents that you don't know why it occurs, but it occurs. But we'll have somebody step up and play well. I thought Eric did a good job playing in the game. You know, we had a couple communication errors between nickel defenses and base defenses. As they did a pretty good job changing up their substitution, but overall I thought he played well.
Because you've known him so long and he's been such a stalwart on your offensive line, was it kind of a punch in the stomach when you found out the news today?
Yeah, anytime you lose one of your top players for the season, it's always a pretty good punch. It's a knockout punch almost, but you know, that's the nature of this game. You know, we'll have guys step up and hopefully get the job done, whatever direction we go. But you know, Matt has done, you know, a great job when he's been in there. His ACL very similar to what Tommy had, Tommy Nalen in 2002. And so hopefully, even though it's a setback for him, he'll go through rehab and be ready to go next year.
It looked like he stayed on the field one more play after the injury.
He did.
Well,
knowing Matt, you know, he won't take himself out. You know, that one time he had a concussion and he was knocked out. He wouldn't even come out of the game then. So he probably thought it was a little tweak and he was going to fight through it. Then he found out it was something serious.
Did you see how it happened on film, whether someone rolled on him or did he just one of those plant kind of issues?
You know, to be honest with you, I looked at it very quickly. I don't like to really study those things. I was hoping it wasn't going to be an ACL. I just found that out a little while ago. I'll go back and look at it. I can't really tell you exactly what it was.
Comfortable with Carlisle at left tackle, if that's what you guys do? I mean, does he have the skills to play out there?
Yeah, he's played out there, you know, so we feel comfortable with him. You know, he's played out there, and he's played well when he's played.
How about Gerard? Did you get a chance to?
Yeah, he's got a big toe sprain. There's a slight ligament damage in the toe. I think it really has to do with pain threshold, and we won't know until later in the week exactly if he'll be able to go or not, or be able to practice or not. So we'll wait a couple days and see how it heals up, and hopefully he'll be able to go.
Like when constructing the line going forward, I mean, how cognizant are you of just, you know, keeping, you know, as few positions from changing? What I mean by that is, you know, moving Carlisle means someone else has to move or kind of switching more than one position.
Well, we're going to do the best thing for the team, and we'll sit down and talk about it and try to figure out which is the best thing for the team and go from there.
How's Meadows played, you know, since he's been back on the
turf? He had an MRI yesterday as well. His shoulder's still a little bit sore. The MRI was negative, so that's good. But he is practicing with some pain, and hopefully he gets better.
Obviously tried a little bit more offensively. Were you pleased overall with, or more displeased maybe with the offense? A little more openness?
Very well put.
Couldn't figure out the best way not to be negative about it. But.
We're all sluggish.
Yeah, I know. It was a tough day of travel, tough evening. I thought we played very well with the win. You know, second and third quarters when we had the win, we played quite well. And when we were going against the win, we didn't play as well. You know, we had about 250 yards and we had the win and we struggled when we were fighting it. Very similar to what the punters went through during that game. So hopefully we deal with those conditions a little bit better if we face them again. But, you know, like we've been talking about, there was some things we did very well and some things we did poorly, and we'll try to work on the things we did poorly and get better at.
Is it the game plan going in that you wanted to see Jake throw the ball about 40 times?
Well, we thought we were going to throw and we had to win. That was our game plan. Throw it a little bit more when we did have the win. A couple of situations occurred where we didn't throw the ball as deep against the win for obvious reasons, but weren't quite as successful. We made some big third downs. We had 80 plays, and when you have the difference between 50 and 80, I know not everybody's a math major. I know that's 30 plays. It gets spreads the ball around a little bit, and everybody's a little bit happier when you have 80 plays, and a big part of that was third downs.
So you say at 80 plays you're able to throw it, you threw the ball over 40 times, but you still only had 17 points. I mean, that's got to be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say incredibly frustrating. It's just frustrating, you know. What's incredibly frustrating is when you don't score. You know, that's incredibly frustrating when you don't win. But like I said, there was some tough conditions out there, and you know, we missed a field goal. We had an we had our opportunities in there, and hey, you just got to keep on fighting. That was an unusual environment to play in.
Like, you get sick of the Cutler, you know, I mean, everybody speculating about that. And have you had any plans to put him in, work him in, or is it still a same story?
Well, I think I told you last night, you know, you guys mentioned Chris Mortensen. You know, my suggestion to you is ask Chris Mortensen. Don't ask me. Ask him. When you guys write a letter and or write an article and somebody says something, don't ask me about the article. Give him a call.
He quoted a team source.
Well, find out, ask Chris who is a team source.
Well, you're the best source. I like to come to you.
I didn't write the article, but if I wrote the article,
well,
then I would.
You control the quarterback, so. Yeah.
No, I've said this from day one. You know, we want to go back to the original story and start talking about it. You asked me the question last night. You asked me about, you know, there was, I know, and the best solution I can give to you is give Chris a call. I think somebody has his number upstairs, and we'll get you in contact with him, and you guys can communicate. But, you know, things don't change from the first day. I don't have time to listen to all the rumors and all the speculation. You know, we're trying to work to, you know, win some football games, and there's no difference from the first day I told you. We're going to play our best players and hopefully find a way to win.
Well, how much does it bother you then that there was a leak within your organization, maybe a conversation you had with somebody and they said that's him? Chris Mortensen's a guy you know. He's a pretty credible guy.
Well, that's what I said. Then you go talk to Chris and find out, because I told you I don't know. I can't tell you any more than that. That's as factual as I can get, just because something's in the newspaper or something's on a so-called channel does not mean that I said it or someone within the organization said it. You know, we heard so many different things through the years. I mean, I can go back and we can talk about 100 different things. And that's just the nature of this profession. If I spoke to everyone about everyone, I couldn't get my job done. So I know it's a thing to talk about, quarterback situations. It happens all the time. Anytime you've got a guy that's a first-round draft choice, it happened with John Elway and Tommy Maddox. It was the same thing. When it first happened, it happens all the time. But we're winning football games, and why don't we support our quarterback who's winning those games?
But to put it to rest, then, Mike, are you any closer to putting Jay in than you were, let's say, a month ago?
I'm going to say this from the first day that I told you. We're going to play the best football players. We've done that from day one. I wouldn't know. No, it doesn't put any position to rest. It's not the quarterback position. I want to tell you if it's the center position, the wide receiver position, any position. It's not my job to share with you if I'm going to make a change at any position. I want to tell you if it was the offensive guard, the defensive tackle. I want to say any position. That's just the nature of this job. And when we do make a decision, we make the decision in the best interest of our organization. I will tell you this, that Jake Plummer will be our quarterback against Indy, okay? And then I'll get a chance to be on this little program again, then you'll ask me that again, and we'll talk about the same thing. So anyway, let's go. Have you guys got any other questions that might talk about the game or something along those lines?
Did you say that was one of Tatum's better running?
I would say that was, you know, it was a good running day. It was a good running day. We still have to be more productive in our running game as a whole.
concern with the offense going into a game against Indy where 17 points probably won't be enough, even with a great defense that's been shutting everybody down? You're going to face one of the better offenses and maybe the hottest quarterback right now in the NFL. Is there concern with your offense?
Oh, no. No, no concern at all. No concern. Just another team going out there. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Try not to be so negative today. And
No. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. You try, but you can't. You can't. You know, to beat a football team like this, you've got to be very consistent. And that's all I can say, offense, defense, and special teams. You don't beat a team like Indy, regardless if you're at home or on the road, if you don't play well in all three areas. So do we have to play better offense? We sure do. Special teams, we do. And defense, we've got to play at another level because we're playing a quarterback that has played very consistent and he's played very well, evident in the third quarter, obviously yesterday.
Do you know him any better after the Pro Bowl than you did before?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him at the Pro Bowl. And he was exactly what I thought he would be. You know, he just loves the game and you can see why he's so successful because he lives it, he breathes it. He wants to be the best that's ever played the game, and he works at it that way. And that's one of the reasons why that organization has been so successful. Or I shouldn't say the organization, I should say the offense. The organization obviously has done a good job. But he's the real deal. He wants to be the best that's ever played the game, and you know he works to give him a chance to do just that. Well, I know one thing. If you don't have any pressure on him, he's going to pick you apart. That's just the nature of the beast. He's that good.
When you started coaching John Elway, the knock on him was he's a great quarterback, but he'll never be considered one of the best until he wins a Super Bowl. Obviously, he did. Is that an unfair assessment of Peyton Manning until he wins one?
That's everybody. Everybody lives with that, you know, shadow. You know, you got to get it done in the big games. It doesn't matter who you are. And, you know, that's why he's so driven, just like John Elway was driven. You know, it took John Elway 14 years for people telling him constantly every day that he didn't have the touch, he didn't have this, he didn't have that. You know, he never won the Super Bowl. He should retire after the Jacksonville game. And he was just too strong. He had too much perseverance, and he worked through it. Peyton's the same way. You know, Peyton's going to keep on fighting until he wins the Super Bowl. And I would be shocked if someday he doesn't, just because of his mindset.
Do you remember another rookie lineman who's kind of been such an effective pass rusher? Only three, as Elvis Dumervil, I mean, five sacks in basically three games. Do you remember another guy who's had that kind of impact right away? Pass rusher?
You know, I can't tell you the stats, but you know, there's been young guys that have come in and obviously played well as rookies, and all of a sudden they start getting double teamed a little bit more, and those sacks don't come quite as quick. But Elvis has done a fine job.
What makes him so special? I mean, he was a great pass rusher.
Well, you know, I think the one factor that's a little bit unusual is the length of his arms. You know, how many guys are 5'11" and their arms are in that 33 and a half, at least that's what I was told a couple days ago. Usually a guy with those length of arms around 6'7". So that's a little bit unusual, and that obviously helps with the pass rush. Pardon me?
How much of his success or impact has been played him on the end almost exclusively?
Well, I think you got to get better. Whatever position you're playing is, you know, especially once the season starts, to feel comfortable with the position, I think that has helped him. Playing a defensive end and not switching him around. It's kind of hard when you're that size, kind of getting bounced around with those big tackles and those big centers and guards. And at least when you're on the outside, you can use your speed and quickness to get in. And you're not always facing a double team.
John Lynch said after the game that defensive personnel you brought in over the last couple of years has been built to make this a better defense, clearly, but almost specifically to match up against the Colts. How true is that statement?
Well, this is not match up against the Colts. It's match up against everybody we play. You know, as I told you, I don't know how many years now, you guys are getting tired of me saying this, but you know, it's points given up by a defense that consistently wins and wins championships. And to do that, you have to have, you know, great personnel. You have to have great corners, great linebackers. You got to have a pass rush. You've got to have, you know, nickel dime situations, because offenses can use 3, 4, 5 wide receivers. They can dictate what substitution package you have. You know, we played the, you know, Colts the 1 year, and we had lost 2 of our defensive backs, and they come out with 4 wide receivers. You got a disadvantage there. It's hard enough when you do have the complete package, because offense can dictate what defenses can do. But it's a great challenge, because you know, they've been one of the top offenses for a number of years.
Mike, you talked about the options with Matt being out. Mm-hmm. Gerard, I mean, that position has been a little bit thin on the active roster, 3 players basically rotating. Mm-hmm. What kind of options do you have there? I know you had a couple mm-hmm. ends in camp that moved inside mm-hmm. and played there that weren't natural there, but mm-hmm. Mont Gordon's been hurt. What kind of options are there?
Well, the options obviously are the guys that we have on our squad, and you know who those guys are. So, you know, if Gerard can't play, what time is it? What time's kickoff?
Probably late game.
Late game, 2:15. You'll get a chance to see then what a rotation is.
Do you know when kickoff is?
Not yet. No. Well, it changes sometimes, you know.
2:05, 2:15.
Not sure.
How much do the Colts miss Edger?
Well, I mean, anytime you got a great, you know, anytime you've had a great back and he's gone, it's always tough. But they've got an excellent one in return, so you know they've got a first-round draft choice, and he can run. He can make it happen. So they've got a lot of skill on that side of football.